This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Rideshare and giants Uber Technologies and Lyft and delivery service DoorDash threaten to spend a combined $90 million on a ballot measure in California if a deal can't be reached this year over a bill in assembly that would classify workers as employees, not contractors. Ring, Amazon's camera-connected smart doorbell company, has cameras watching hundreds of thousands of doorsteps across the U.S. It's also keeping an eye on what local police say online. Records obtained through an information request show how Ring uses corporate partnerships to shape the communications of police departments it collaborates with, directing the department's press releases, social media posts, and comments on public posts. AT&T and CWA settled a strike of 20,000 workers after 4 days, involving workers in 8 states, including Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. The FDA has advised hospitals to use disposable camera scopes internally because existing ones cannot be sanitized sufficiently. The peace activist and war resister Frances Crowe has died. She'd been jailed in every state in New England. Not enough, she said when asked how many times she'd been booked, but probably around 100. World Bank has received funding from the Gates Foundation since 2011 to produce a FinDex, or Financial Inclusion Index. In 2017, it found that half the farmers in poor countries had experienced one bad year out of every five, with most bearing the whole burden. A group of young journalists are broadcasting the truth about killings in Gambia on a YouTube channel to a wide listenership. One researcher writing on a social network concluded that 15-year-old users in 2016 wrote more complex posts than users of any age in 2008. Less than 5% of Americans have college savings accounts, and those who do are far wealthier than average. Unlike nursing homes, assisted living facilities are not licensed or overseen by the federal government, nor are they required to have medical directors on staff who review medications, yet half of those residing in assisted living centers in the U.S. are over 85 years old. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.